Well, on Tuesday night I was coming home from a welfare call, and I was coming down a back road about 2 miles away from the sanctuary, and I met a deer on the road, and I swerved to avoid the deer and basically lost control of the Jeep, and she went in over a ditch, and the bin behind the ditch, there was a 15-foot drop, and the Jeep and the horse box went in, but luckily now I wasn't hurt, I was able to get out of the Jeep straight away.
But unfortunately, later that evening, the vehicle subsequently went on fire.
Yeah, we're not really sure yet, because she's that far in off the road, the assessors and the salvage crowd haven't been able to get her out, but what we're thinking at the minute is that because of the bang that she got on the way in, even though she did stay up on her four wheels, that there must have been some electrical damage inside, and after we left, either the battery exploded or something like that caused her just to go up on fire. It could be something on the engine, the battery. We're not really sure yet, but hopefully we'll know the next couple of days.
But unfortunately, it has now left yourselves in a very very bad position in terms of transporting animals and so on.
Yeah, like we've had to take the step now where, you know, we can't do any of our work, you know. We've had to cancel off on all our welfare work and moving of donkeys, and, you know, like we have donkeys that have to come in and some that are going out to new homes, and, you know, that all has to stop until we get another Jeep and a horse box. And like, even though we know we are insured, we know we're already getting feelings from the insurance company that the payment coming out for the Jeep is no way going to cover buying a replacement vehicle, you know, so we're sort of looking into all that now at the minute.
And you have set up a GoFundMe page for people possibly to donate to help yourselves.
Yeah, we have set up a GoFundMe page, and, you know, like our Jeep was an 11DL Land Rover, and we don't want to be buying an old vehicle because we do a lot of miles, and, you know, it's an emergency vehicle at the end of the day. So we've set up the GoFundMe page and hope that once we get a payment off the insurance, that we'll have money there on that as well, so that we can buy a vehicle that's fit for purpose. And as well as that, we don't think the horse box is covered by insurance, even though it was still attached. You know, it's only third party, so like we've lost the horse box completely. So that has to be fundraised, you know, from the beginning. Like.